Good morning, this is Joseph here. It's Christmas Eve 2009. It's about 9:15 in the morning. I'm just on my way to work. And yes, I say it's Christmas Eve, but it's more just happens to be 24th of December, which actually, because here in Japan, Christmas, of course, isn't really celebrated in the same way. Well, if you went to the shops, you wouldn't know it. Absolute madness, mayhem and madness in the shops. But Christmas, 24th of December is actually Twinkle's birthday. So it's more Twinkle's birthday than Christmas Eve when we're here in Japan. And so, yes, we're going to do Christmas Day. We're going to do Christmas at the weekend on, I think, the 26th, 27th, go over to the in-laws, and the children will be there, and yeah, that's going to be good fun. But, yeah, so I may be working tomorrow, Christmas Day. I haven't actually decided. Of course, Twinkle's working, because it is a normal working day. And it's interesting, because I now... Before, at my previous company, I didn't have a choice. I had to work Christmas Day, and it was nothing special. But now I have a choice, basically. And having that choice means that even if I do choose to work Christmas Day, I won't actually feel hard done by. And if I did take the day off, I wouldn't actually have anything special to do anyway. So it feels like there's... I probably won't, it's not much point. But of course New Year's is the big holiday here, and so maybe take a bit more time off next week with my darling Twinkle, who is 27 today. She's still the right side of 30 though. And yes, yesterday was the Emperor's birthday, 23rd of December, so that was a national holiday. And that was a nice day actually. Went for a run, met some friends for coffee in the morning, and in the afternoon did some Christmas shopping, and then last night had a Christmas party which Satoko was organising for some friends, which turned into a surprise birthday party for her, and I didn't even know that it was going to turn into a surprise birthday party actually. I only found out at the last minute, so that was really nice. So she's very happy, although when I woke up this morning, she wasn't really next to me, and I looked down and she was at the bottom of the futon. Well, she was under the futon, but just a big lump. And what had happened is she brushes her teeth in bed, like crouching down on her knees using her mobile phone, and she'd fallen asleep with her toothbrush in her mouth, crouching down on her knees, like with her head down by my feet. So that's how tired she was. Anyway, nearly at the station now, so I'll sign off here. Thank you for listening, and have a very Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.